In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we have this great feast day, particularly dedicated to Saint Joachim. Saint Joachim, this man of God who almost nothing is known about other than that he is the one who is the father of the Blessed Virgin, the grandfather of our Lord Christ. It's beautiful how our liturgy directs everything within, if you read the Office of Matins, it speaks about the names that lead up to Christ and how they're related. If you read about it, it really all talks about Saint Anne and the Blessed Virgin and the Son who is Jesus Christ, the Redeemer of the world, who was to be born of her. Yet, it is important to have a father and a grandfather. It is important to know one's history, is what the Church is speaking about. It's important to know where you come from, your lineage. Because your lineage, as we spoke on the feast of Saint Anne, very much determines who it is that you are, what graces are laid in store for you. We spoke on that day particularly about the graces that are visited upon the children by those who pray for them, by those who give them good example, by those who beseech God with such fervor that their children and yea, even their grandchildren might truly become blessed, might truly have a great relationship to the Lord God. We see this beautifully in our readings as well, but I'd rather not go further on speaking about Saint Joachim and tell you about a different saint who we know quite a bit more about, but will not tell you the full of who she is. Her feast day also happens to be today. Saint Clare. Saint Clare of Montefalco. Do you know who she is? Not even Dylan knows her. That's all right. We'll know after this. Saint Clare was a beautiful woman. I'll read to you from her entry, which is here, so that you're receiving good information and not only the things that Father remembers. What do we know about her? Just in short, that you see, there were many towns in Umbria, in Montefalco, which was just a small city, which if you go to Italy, it sits upon a hill. And there it overlooks the valley of Spoleto, which is a very important bishopric, a very important see. And some distance to the north of Assisi is just visible over the mountain. And it is there that Clare Domiani was born, about the year 1268. She was just a little girl of six when she was placed in the convent of St. Illuminata, where her sister Jane was the superior. And from that beginning, this little tiny girl, Clare, all 6 years old, she began to observe the third order, the rule of St. Francis, and began at that tender age adding severe penances to her way of life. What did she do? This little girl began keeping a strict silence as she would pass through the halls. She would take only bread and water. She would sleep not upon a bed which was provided for her, but upon the ground. It was just 8 years later, when she was 14 years old, the age of some of you here even within this room, that Clare and the other sisters moved into a new convent in Santa Croce, where she had been, which had been built on a nearby hill, and during these years, all of them followed the rule of the Third Order, but in 1290, the Bishop of Spoleto substituted the rule of St. Augustine, which your priests are attempting to live by. After the death of her sister in 1289, this young Clare, who distinguished herself by a spirit of prayer and penance, was then about 30 years old. She was chosen superior of the convent. Not only did she carry out her duties as a religious sister, but she was also the superior in an exemplary manner, but she still exerted an extraordinary influence on the outside world. She confuted heretics with her wise words. She converted sinners. She reconciled families that were at odds with one another and made a peace between neighboring warring cities. She even drove out devils from those who were possessed and foretold the future events. She would lay her hands upon those who were brought to her with various maladies, and they were set free from them, being healed. She even raised the dead. During the latter part of her life, she also received gifts of ecstasy and supernatural knowledge, things which are hidden. These are some of the graces which were visited upon this Holy Virgin who gave herself to such a life of penance from such a tender young age. I'll share with you something of her own interior life. That is her exterior life. What was going on inside her? It's related within the annals of her history that one time she saw the Lord going by her carrying his cross. Think of St. Peter, Domine Quo Vadis. There our Lord was carrying his cross upon his shoulder, and he appeared to her and said, Clare, my beloved, I have been searching for a long time, daughter, to find a firm and solid place on which to plant my cross. and I have not found one more suitable place, rather one place more suitable than your heart, Claire. You must receive it and allow it to take root. Claire herself once told a sister that was there within the convent, giving her counsel and dealing with the struggles that she was going on within her life. She said this, quote, "If you seek the cross of Christ, take heart. There you will find the suffering Lord. If you seek the cross of Christ, there you will find the suffering Lord." Every time, brothers and sisters, that you have a cross that's going on in your life, a struggle, a difficulty, a hardship that you're bearing, that's the cross. And if you have the cross, then where does that mean Christ is? He's right there with you. Therein is all the consolation one could ever ask for. If you have the cross, it means you also have the Christ, he who is the crucified one, there upon it. It means that he is not distanced from you in your difficulty or your hardship. There is good evidence that when Claire of Montefalco's was opened, the tomb in which she laid after she died, within her heart, where her heart was, the cross and other instruments of the passion were found within, formed solidly of some fibrous tissue that was there. You can think about when Sister Wilhelmina was exhumed from her particular tomb, whose card happens to be left here upon the amble. When she was exhumed, what did they find? But when Claire was exhumed, they found these buried within her heart. This is why she's also not referred to merely as Claire of Montefalco. She's Claire of the Cross. Claire of the Cross. Something to note for you and I as we go forward. We've begun today St. Michael's Lent, have we not? Hopefully that's not news to any of you that we've begun St. Michael's Lent. Have you begun the fasting? Have you entered into the difficulty of these days? Have you done so with bravery, fully, masterfully doing everything, giving up all things that are there, or has it been a bit of a struggle? Have you forgotten? Have there been difficulties even here in this first day? The whole of this time is to open yourself in such a way where we will pass through the feast of the triumph of the Holy Cross. We will celebrate during this time, on the day there afterwards, a beautiful Mass of Our Lady of Sorrows. We are going to bear the cross, and St. Michael is there to guide us. It should not be a difficulty for you if you find within the struggles of entering into this day and the days which follow, even though it's a light Lent, if you endure great struggles and temptations. You have hardships that seem to come up, maybe even sins which you thought you'd put away for a long period of time seem to rear their head. Realize that every time you and I engage in a Lent, every time we pass into a period of fasting to do something great, we're intentionally placing ourselves into a place of temptation, where our bodies will grow weak, where our souls are supposed to be strengthened. And when we go out into the desert, what do we find within the desert? Desert creatures. And as the saints speak about the desert fathers, that's where all the evil spirits lay. That's where they go to do about their work. And so if we go into a desert through a fast, well then we know what to expect when we're in the midst of the desert. Our Lord wishes not only to say these words to St. Claire, St. Claire of Montefalco, St. Claire, who is later called Claire of the Cross. Our Lord is passing by you and I each and every day, and especially during this time as we engage in this period of Lent, St. Michael's Lent. He's searching for a place to plant his cross. How glorious and blessed would it be if he could say, "I could find no greater place in all my travels than to place it solidly, solidly in your heart, solidly in your heart." Be prepared for Christ to plant his cross in your heart during this time. But take the wise counsel of St. Clare as well. That if you find your life to be covered with all sorts of crosses and difficulties and hardships which are planted all around you, and you find it difficult to go forward, if the cross is there, then that's exactly where you'll find the crucified one. So the crucified one is very near to you in the midst of your crosses and struggles. To ask her for her intercession as we engage in this intentional Lent, though light that it is, that our Lord's cross will remind us that he's always near, and that when those lesser spirits seek to distract us and to throw us off, that if we stay close to that cross which is there with us, our Lord said the gates of hell will not prevail against his church. But where the cross was, the demon couldn't even come near, because that was the very thing which marked his end. And so it will be in your and my experience of this Holy Lent. Let's ask the intercession of St. Claire of Montefalco also to be with us as we journey through this time. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.